Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have the Plymouth County Register of Deeds, John Buckley. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Kristen.
You know, it's amazing to continue to watch these positive real estate reports here out of Plymouth County. Not only positive, but record-breaking.
Sure. For another month, the month of October, we continue to see dramatically high sales in mortgages recorded for the month.
And it seems to not only be for the month, but, you know, comparing them to past years, these numbers are pretty impressive. 1,202 sales in the month of October, the most sales in a month in over 2 years?
Correct.
Wow. And now what do you attribute this continuing number? It wasn't just a month or two blip. It's something that seems to keep happening throughout this entire year.
Clearly, the low interest rates that we've been having has really influenced the market, despite a relatively low inventory. 4 months ago, we said it was the highest number of mortgages recorded in 10 years, and now it's been 5 months in a row that they've gone up all 5 months. 3,447 mortgages recorded in October. People taking advantage of low interest rates to buy homes and to save themselves some money in terms of what they're paying for their mortgages.
And also the average sales price is up as well.
Average sale price is $484,602 compared to $439,676 last year at this time.
That's
a pretty big bump.
It is impressive. Now, what about the foreclosure moratorium? It's no longer in effect. Is that having any effect here in Plymouth County?
Well, we knew that once the foreclosure moratorium came to an end, which was October 19th, we would start to see at least a trickle at first, and we have seen that. This particular month, October, we recorded 11 foreclosure deeds and notices, which are the first document we received that shows someone in trouble, has gone from way down a number of months of zeros up to 10. So you can see the trend starting that the people that are facing difficulty are being chased now that the moratorium is over. And strongly advise people, if they're in that situation, to reach out to a federal housing counselor.
Now, it's interesting with your historical documents, which I love to highlight, the ones that you do have down in your office, and when the time is right, again, you'll be able to do the have the public displays on them. A lot of this stuff has been about property, et cetera, but the document that you're highlighting this month, this is a little different. It is reminiscent of Nathaniel Hawthorne's The Scarlet Letter.
Yeah, probably hundreds of years before Nathaniel Hawthorne wrote the book, The Scarlet Letter, there was a decision by the colonial court back in 1639 when a woman by the name of Mary Mendham was found to be committing acts of uncleanness with a native by the name of Tinson. So Mary was whipped and wears a badge upon her sleeve. If she is found to do that again, was going to be burned in the face with a hot iron.
You said they lived by some pretty tough rules then, and I believe that the Native American also was whipped for this.
And he was whipped, and he had a halter on his neck and tied to a post.
Well, some tough rules back then, but interesting to see what life was like then and what life was like now. Again, that's John Buckley. He is the Register of Deeds for Plymouth County Registry of Deeds. And thank you so much for joining us today. We do appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me, Christine.
Thank you.